Now, Jenny, let's have a little chat about the operation and what's going to happen. You seem pretty chilled about it all.
Oh, I'm not worried about it in the least. I am so fed up with having sore throats all the time and for such a long time. I want someone to sort me out. And my friend had his tonsils removed 3 years ago and was fine. When the doctor told me I needed the operation, it was a relief, really.
That's good. I'd like to ask you a few questions and check a few things before we go any further. Your next of kin is Mr. Patrick So?
My dad, yes.
And we have his contact phone number. Now, when did you last have something to eat and drink?
I haven't had anything to eat since 6 o'clock last night, and I drank a small glass of water when I woke up today.
Are you taking any medication of any sort?
Not at the moment. I do take pills for hay fever in summer, but I'm not taking anything now.
Has anyone in your family had heart disease within the last 5 years?
No, definitely not.
Have you had an anesthetic before?
Yes, last year. I had to have a wisdom tooth removed, and the dentist gave me an anesthetic.
And I presume there weren't any problems?
No, I had a bit of a headache and felt sick a bit after, but that soon went.
Great. It's a bit different in a hospital compared to a dentist chair, but you won't notice. You will have your operation at 3 this afternoon, and stay with us until tomorrow morning.
Is it okay for my mom and dad to come visit this evening?
Of course. We will call them as soon as you have woken up from the anesthetic, and they can pop in whenever they want.
Cool. Is it okay for me to use my mobile phone? I've heard that they can't be used in hospitals because they interfere with the instruments, like on a plane.
No, it's fine to use your phone here. Are there any more questions you'd like to ask?
No thanks. I'm fine and not in the least bit nervous.
I wish all patients were like you.